Love catching up with Gibby Mayor Glenn Hardwig, mainly because we're looking forward to having lunch with him and his gorgeous wife tomorrow. But Glenn, let's talk business. Very important question we're going to ask this morning. We've been collating the anti-bucket list.
Oh, yes.
On the radio.
Yes. This is off the back. My uncle is turning 80 this month and he's going skydiving. And Bilko has done that once and he said he'd never do it again.
Never, ever, ever.
What would you never do again, Mayor Glenn?
I don't know. I haven't sort of, you know, I haven't done any skydiving or bungee jumping or anything like that. I've lived a bit of a boring existence, I think.
No, look, I don't think it's boring. I think it's smart. I'm too scared as well.
Put it this way, you'll never do a cartwheel in front of the Gympie RSL foyer again like you tried to do about a month ago. I remember seeing that. Embarrassing, anyway. You forgot about that, didn't you, Glenn?
Wow, judgy.
Look, I'm not a gymnast, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, moving on, we're going to talk about forage, mate. In May, Gympie is about to be taken over by food critics and food lovers everywhere.
Mate, it's going off like a frog in the stock in May. We've got Forage Gympie Region, which is right over the whole month. There's every weekend and during the week, there's different events right throughout the region. So and then you've got the Gympie Show in the second weekend of May. The third weekend of May, we've got a round of the Australian Rally Championships, so that's a little bit of a coup for those who are, you know, the off-road redheads.
Yep.
That's going to be an awesome event. And then last weekend of May, be there or don't, you know, be somewhere else. But, yeah, be nowhere important. There's a pumpkin festival out at Camari.
Oh, honestly, you're going to be exhausted.
It's going to be a cracker of a month, though. I mean, you know, you start the show, our show is, I believe, the best regional show, the best show outside of the Ekka. Mm-hmm. And I know the show committee this year have been working their tails off to make sure it's going to be a cracker. The Rally Championship, I mean, you know, I think we've all at some point, Bilko, you've probably dreamed of, you know, getting behind the wheel and doing a few laps in one of those sorts of cars.
I have given it a go a couple of times and come a cropper most times. So I've got to learn to handle my car a bit better, Glenn.
And that was just in his dream.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was in the Dodgems in the summer of 1978. I'm so excited about this Rally Championships. That just appeals to me to know. And how do we go and watch? Where do we go? Where do we stand? Where don't we stand?
look, we've been very lucky that, you know, that the Turf Club and the Show Society have been so accommodating in allowing this event to go ahead. You know, these sort of things can't go ahead just on the back of one person or one group. So they will be at the showground.
Okay.
That will be their main base. But on the Friday night, council is looking to have a bit of a event in the main street where we hopefully get as many of the cars as we can.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to have a scratch and a sniff and sit in the driver's seat if you get permission.
Yeah, or even just, you know, have a look at some of the vehicles and that sort of stuff. So that'll be a good thing on the Friday night and you know, bring the families down and have a bow peep and
absolutely
the cars. So it'll be, yeah, and on the day, you know, because we've got no COVID or lesser COVID restrictions now, there'll be vantage points for people around the different areas on the track, so out in the Glastonbury Forest and some of the other roads.
Oh, so beautiful.
It's going to be great. I mean, 60 teams coming from all around Australia, you know, coming to the best part of the planet, so you know, great for them to go home and talk about how good the Gympie region is. And we've got, you know, it's not the only event. There's next year there'll be another one and it's a one of a 3-year deal. So it's a coup for Gympie.
Good job.
Yeah, this is fantastic. This is going to inject a lot of business into our community.
Hey,
well,
tell us.
Well, you know, the cars are, you know, some of them, the top teams are a couple of hundred grand a piece. So it's just great to have a look at that sort of machinery and see what they roll out. So,
hey, tell us.
The pump, the Pumpkin Festival too, the weekend after. I mean, I can't wait. It's a cracker. It's good fun. And if you haven't been there, well, you've been nowhere in life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. If Ali can't find a pumpkin, you can just roll herself down the hill. That's all you need to worry about. So. That's always good.
Hey. I'm up for it. I just bought an orange shirt, so fantastic. I'm halfway there.
You've just never seen a whole bunch of pumpkins roll down the road. I mean, it's like Jaffa's down the aisle, but it's just 10 times. Just nowhere else in the world does this. It's so funny.
I've just got to find myself an orange stack hat.
Hey, before we go, Glenn, Anzac Day, all celebrations on around our region?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, because we've got the green light from the state government. We're going to, well, the community is going ahead with most of the celebrations and honouring our, well, the people that have given us our democracy. I mean, every year and throughout the year, I'm always sort of a little bit in awe that, you know, we get to live in the best country and have probably some of the greatest freedoms around the world, simply because men and women in the past have gone and made an ultimate sacrifice for some, but for others, you know, they came home and they were still injured. So I'm very grateful for what our servicemen and women have done to protect the freedoms and give us a life in the country that we live in.
And I think it's so important to get along to these events, isn't it? Just so they can feel our appreciation for them. That must go a long way.
Yeah, and look, if you've got time, I've had the absolute pleasure of going to the Maiva ceremony for the last couple of years. For those who don't know Maiva, it's a little bit of a small community. A hall and a house out the back of Ganalda over the Dickabran Bridge. And what the community put on there, it's the most moving ceremony I believe you'll go to.
Oh, gorgeous.
And if you've got a spare moment, 11 o'clock on Anzac Day, go out to the Maiva Hall and enjoy the company of wonderful people who genuinely still, when they speak, it's not the most formal ceremony, but it is absolutely from the heart. And I think it's well worth anyone who's got some time. Take your kids out there. I've taken my kids out so they can appreciate a very good Anzac Day ceremony.
Good on you, Mayor Glenn. We'll have a listen to our Zinc website too, all the other places around the region that you can go and commemorate just what our diggers did for us next Monday. Mayor Glenn, thank you so much. Love catching up with you, and we'll cop you tomorrow, mate.
Righto, mate. Happy day.